Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. The Lord God has given us a second chance. He's the God of second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth chances. He gives us many chances until the day we leave this earth. And I believe even on the day we leave this earth, he gives us a chance to repent. We are blessed beyond measure that the Lord is gracious to us, and we are waiting on him. We waited for you. As our word says this morning, O Lord, be gracious to us. We have waited for you. Hallelujah. We have waited for our Father. We have waited for the Son. We wait for the return. Hallelujah. Thanking God this morning for another day. Father God, I'm thankful, I'm grateful, and I'm truly blessed to be your child, to know that I know I am who I am because of who you are. Hallelujah. Thank you for being Jehovah Jireh. Thank you for being Jehovah Nisi. Thank you for being Jehovah Rapha. Thank you for being Jehovah Shalom. Thank you for being my Father, who art in heaven. Hallelujah. Be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this, our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the hands of the evil one. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. In the name of the precious Savior Christ Jesus, I ask you, Father God, to increase as I decrease. Father God, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my humble heart be acceptable in your holy and gracious sight. For you, Lord God, are my strength, and you, Lord God, are my redeemer. I cannot do this, Lord, without you. Give us understanding of this word, Lord God. Give us clarity. Give us an insight as to what you are speaking to us through the prophet, that we may know and understand that we got to get better and be ready for your return. Lord, I lift this word up, again, thanking you, praising you, and just raising my hand and saying, hallelujah, Holy One, who created the heavens and the earth and everything that is. We thank you, Father, for your grace and your mercy toward us. And we lift our hands. We lift our eyes upon the hills from whence our help comes from, Lord God. For our help comes from you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Giving honor to the Most High God, who is the source of my strength and the strength of my life. I can only say thank you. Thank you, Lord, for waking me up this morning. Thanking you, Lord, for giving me a do-over. Because somebody didn't wake up this morning. Somebody didn't make it in. Somebody is waiting on the Lord. Are we waiting this morning on our Savior? Are we waiting this morning on the Lord? Oh, Lord, be gracious to us. We have waited for you. And as we get to that word this morning, just keep God first in anything that you do in your life and in your ministry. So let's get started, family. Please join me in the book of Isaiah chapter 33 through chapter 34, verse 17. 109th Psalm, and we'll be reading verses 1 through 5. The whole entire 109th Psalm. So we'll be in the 109th Psalm. Proverbs chapter 25, verses 25 through 26. 2 Corinthians chapter 12. And let's get started. I am back in New King James today. For those that missed out yesterday, we had King James yesterday. So, my King James readers, when God puts it on my heart again, we'll go King James again. So, we are in New King James, and I am coming out of the Charles F. Stanley Life Principles, Daily Bible, Biblical Principles for each day of the year. And my, again, official disclaimer, I am not paid by Dr. Stanley. I'm not paid by ChristianLooks.com. I do this out of my heart because I absolutely love this Bible, and I will tell anybody and everybody, get this Bible for your biblical arsenal. It is worth having. You should have it. You should enjoy it. You should love it because it is that good. That's all I can say. It is that good. So let's get started, family, because we got a lot of word this morning. And if there's anyone, any ministers or pastors out there who have a understanding of this word that they would like to share, please do not hesitate to call 213-943-3597. Again, it's 213-943-3597. And push the number 1, and your line will be open because this is such a awesome word that I do want to make sure that we are getting it in its entirety. So thank you, anyone. Again, 213-943-3597 is the call-in number for anyone who has an understanding, a better understanding of this word, because I believe that it's a future reference to what we are going through. I mean, I believe, honestly, he's talking about our time. There's some things in this scripture that are so today that it's, you know, it's like, okay, God, what are you trying to tell us? And so listen closely as we read this word, because I truly believe in my heart that this is a today word. So listen, woe to you who plunder, though you have not been plundered, and you who deal treacherously, though they have not dealt treacherously with you. When you cease plundering, you will be plundered. When you make an end of dealing treacherously, they will deal treacherously with you. Oh, Lord, this is our title for this morning. Oh, Lord, be gracious to us. We have waited for you. Oh, Lord, be gracious to us, for we have waited for you. We are waiting on the Lord. You know, we have to wait on him and believe that he will pull us through, that he will make things right. He will make the crooked road straight, and he will be the one to open the gate. We got to keep trusting in God. We got to wait on the Lord. And as we continue, it says, be their arm every morning, our salvation also in the time of trouble. At the noise of the tumult, the people shall flee. When you lift yourself up, the nations shall be scattered, and your plunder shall be gathered. like the gathering of the caterpillar, as the running to and fro of locusts. He shall run upon them. The Lord is exalted, but he dwells on high. He has filled Zion with justice, and righteous knowledge will be the stability of your time and the strength of salvation. The fear of the Lord is his treasure. Surely their valiant ones shall cry outside. The ambassadors of the peace shall weep bitterly. The highways lie waste. The traveling man ceases. He has broken the covenant. He has despised the cities. He regards no man. The earth mourns and languishes. Lebanon is shamed and shivered. Sharon is like a wilderness, and Bashan and Carmel shake off their fruits. Now I will rise, says the Lord. Now I will be exalted. Now I will lift myself up. You shall conceive taste. You shall bring forth stubble. Your breath as fire shall devour you, or shall be like the burning of lime. Like thorns cut up, they shall be burned in the fire. Hear you who are afar off what I've done, and you who are near acknowledge my might. The sinners in Zion are afraid. Fearfulness has seized the hypocrites. Who among us shall dwell with devouring fire? Who among us shall dwell with everlasting burning? Who will walk righteously and speak uprightly? He who despises the gain of oppression, who gestures with his hands refusing bribes, who stops his ears from the hearing of bloodshed and shuts his eyes from seeing evil. He who dwells on high, his place of defense will be the fortress of rock. Bread will be given him. His water will be sure. Your eyes will see the king in his beauty. They will see the land that is very far off. Your heart will meditate on terror. Where is the scribe? Where is he who weighs? Where is he who counts the towers? You will not see a fierce people speech beyond perception of a stammering tongue that you cannot understand. Look upon Zion, the city of our appointed feet. Your eyes will see Jerusalem, a quiet home, a tabernacle that will not be taken down. Not one of its stakes will ever be removed, nor will any of its cords be broken. But there the majestic Lord will be for us, a place of broad rivers and streams in which no galley with oars will sail, nor majestic ships pass by. For the Lord is our judge. For the Lord is our judge. The Lord is our lawgiver. The Lord is our king. He will save us. I read that again. For the Lord is our judge. The Lord is our lawgiver. The Lord is our king. He will save us. Your tackle is loose. They could not strengthen their mass. They could not spread the sail. Wonder is divided. The lame takes the prey. And the inhabitant will not say, I am sick. The people who dwell in it will be given their iniquity. Chapter 34 of Isaiah. And we'll come back to Dr. Stanley Life Lessons after we finish Isaiah chapter 33 through 34. And it says again in chapter 34, come near, you nations, to hear, and heed, you people, all that is in it, the world and all things that come forth from it. For the indignation of the Lord is against all nations, I'm going to read that again. Again, we are wondering why things are starting to happen. All of a sudden, you got Ukraine and Russia fighting. You got hurricanes in Puerto Rico. You got the possibility in the coasts of Florida and all up the East Coast. You have fires in California and drought all over. All things are happening for a reason. Inflation. All of a sudden, when the job market is the best it's ever been, but yet inflation, gas prices going up and down and all over the place. One day is $3.89, the next day is $3.39. 50 cents difference, come on. There's something going on. All of these things are happening. You have so much crazy people not doing what the Word of God says, to be kind to strangers. So shout out to the folks at Martha's Vineyard for doing what they were supposed to do, being kind to strangers. God is watching us. He's watching everything we do, the good, the bad, and the downright ugly. God sees everything. He sees the idolatry. He sees the hurt and the pain that's being inflicted on innocent children being murdered in their classroom, seniors being mistreated by family members. And every day you can't open the paper without it being a shooting somewhere. God is seeing everything we do. The fascist things we say, the bigoted things we say, the everything phobia we are, afraid of everything instead of having faith in God. And this is what it says. Come near, you nations, we're all you people to God. Let the earth hear and all that is in it. Did you hear that? Let the earth hear. Not just America, not just Canada, not just Japan, not just the continent of Africa and all the countries they're in. Let the earth hear and all that is in it. The world and all things that come forth from it. For the indignation of the Lord is against all nations, armies. He has utterly destroyed them. He has given them over to the slaughter. Also their slain shall be thrown out. Their stench shall rise from their corpses, and the mountains shall be melted with their blood. All the hosts of heaven shall be dissolved, and the heavens shall be rolled up like a scroll. Remember the scroll in, was it 2 Peter? You got to remember that. You know, God sent that scroll down to Peter and told him nothing was unclean, because he was playing both sides. You know, the Gentiles tomorrow. Oops, the Jews are coming. Let me move back over to the Jews. So I said, we ain't playing that. So Peter got a reality check. And God's sending us a reality check in his word. Everything that the word of God says, you better believe comes true. And I'm sure that right now, the folks in Ukraine and in Russia are saying also their slain shall be thrown out. Their stench shall rise from their corpses, when they just found numerous mass graves in some of these places in Ukraine. And I'm sure the stench was overwhelming. And the mountains shall be melted with their blood. All the hosts of heaven shall be dissolved, and the heavens shall be rolled up like a scroll. All their hosts shall fall down as the leaf falls from the vine. And as fruit, thorns shall be laid in heaven. Indeed, it shall come down on Edom and on the people of my curse for judgment. The sword of the Lord is filled with blood. It is made overflowing with fatness, with the blood of lambs and goats, with the fat of the kidneys of rams. For the Lord has a sacrifice in Bozrah and a great water in the land of Edom. The wild oxen shall come down with them, and the young bulls with the mighty bulls. Their land shall be soaked with the blood, and their dust saturated with fatness. But it is the day of the Lord's vengeance, the year of recompense for the cause of Zion. It's coming, family. Coming. This is Revelation's Old Testament. It's coming. Everything the Word of God says, you better believe it will come true. Its streams shall be turned into pitch, and its dust into brimstone. Its land shall become burning pitch. It shall not be quenched night or day. Its smoke shall ascend forever from generation to generation. It shall lie waste. No one shall pass through it forever and ever, but the pelicans and the porcupine shall possess it. Also the owl and the raven shall dwell in it, and he shall stretch out over it the line of confusion and the stones of emptiness. They shall call its nobles to the kingdom, but none shall be there, and all its princes shall be nothing. And thorns shall come up in its places, in its palaces, nestles and branches in its fortresses. It shall be a habitation of jackals, a courtyard of ostriches. The wild beasts of the desert shall also meet with the jackals, and the wild goat shall belt it to its companions. Also, the night creature shall rest there and find for herself a place of rest. There the arrow snake shall make a nest and lay eggs, and hatch and gather them under her shadow. There also shall the hawk be gathered, everyone with her mate. Search from the book of the Lord and read. Not one of these shall fail. Did y'all catch that? I'm going to read that again. Search from the book of the Lord and read. That's what we're doing. That's what this whole blog is about. Reading the Word of God. And there's some that say, well, you just read it but don't understand. Well, you know what? God will give you discernment to understand. The Lord God is telling us, get yourself together. I'm coming. And it won't be pleasant. I'm coming. And some won't survive. I'm coming. And you need to get your bad back. One more time. From the book of the Lord and read. Not one of these shall fail. Not one shall lack her mate. For my mouth has commanded it, and his spirit has gathered them. He has cast a lot for them, and his hand has divided it among them with a measuring line. They shall possess it forever. From generation to generation, they shall dwell in it. When these volcanoes start erupting, you'll understand God is not playing with us. When whole islands disappear, to us today. And it says in this word in Isaiah 33:2, be their army every morning. When you first get out of bed in the morning, where do you do your thoughts run? Where do your thoughts run? Not everyone does devotions in the morning, but every one of us can and should begin our day with a grateful acknowledgement of God's presence. Every day, I tell God, Lord God, I'm thankful, I'm grateful, and I'm blessed to have another day. Thank you, Lord, for the do-over. We need to tell God something every morning. Be thankful that he woke you up because somebody didn't wake up this morning. Be grateful that he said, I'm going to give you another chance because you're blessed that he gave all of us. If you listen to me, he gave us another chance to be better today than we were yesterday, to not allow the foolishness of yesterday to invade our today. God loves us, and he wants the best for us. You know, on yesterday, I went to a funeral of a former coworker, and his wife who is a friend. They lost their man. He lost his mother. He lost his father and brother same day last year. 13 months, 6 days, father and brother and his mother. I understand that. My mother-in-law died 6 months and 7 days from her son, my husband. We don't know God's time, and we need to get ready. Get ready. God is looking at us. He's speaking to us through his word. Search from the book of the Lord and read. Not one of these shall fail. God wants us to read and study and meditate on his word day and night. That's his word. That's what he told us. And as we go into our life lesson in Isaiah 33 and 22, the Lord is our king. He will save us. God is our judge. He will give us what we desire. And we're going to go over really quick to 2 Corinthians. Chapter 5, verse 10. We just read that the other day, I believe. I know we did because we're in 2 Corinthians. And I think we read chapter 5 last week. And when we go to chapter 5 and go to verse 10, it says, "For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body, according to that he has done, whether it be good or bad." I'm going to read that again. "But we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body according to that he has done, whether it be good or bad." We all got to stand before God. He is our lawgiver. He instructs us how to live, and he is our king. He rules over all. How amazing that he is also our Savior. Can the church say amen? Praise God this morning. Thank God this morning that he gave you another day. He gave you a do-over. I'm grateful for mine. I hope you're grateful for yours, because he didn't, again, have to wake us up this morning. Isaiah 34:4, "All the hosts of heaven shall be dissolved, and the heavens shall be rolled up like a scroll." Peter saw this same staggering event and asked, "Since all these things will be dissolved, what manner of persons ought you to be in holy conduct and godliness?" And when we go over to 2 Peter chapter 3, and we're going to go over to verse, I'm going to actually go back a little bit. And it goes to, we're going to go to verse 7. It says, "But the heavens and the earth, which are now by the same word, are kept in store, reserved into fire against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodliness. But, beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to us, or not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance." God has given us chances after chances to repent. Lord, forgive me for anything I've said or done in thought, in word, or deed against your divine majesty, against anyone, God. Forgive me. We got to repent. "But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Seeing that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of person ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness?" Holy conversation and godliness. God is speaking to us this morning. God is wanting us to be holy. God is wanting us to be righteous. God is wanting us to remember who he is. And he loves us more than we could ever imagine. and he wants us to be better. And if we go into the 109th Psalm, it says to the chief musician of Psalm of David, do not keep silent, O God, on my praise. For the mouth of the wicked and the mouth of the deceitful have opened against me. They have spoken against me with a lying tongue. They have also surrounded me with words of hatred and fought against me without a cause. In return for my love, they are my accusers. But I give myself to prayer. Thus they have rewarded me evil for good and hatred for my love. We all have experienced that. The folks that you've been the kindest to, the folks that you have done the most for, will sometimes be the folks that hurt you the most. They will be the ones that will go after you when you have done nothing but be kind to them. The folks that will lie on you when you have done nothing but speak up for them. But you know what? You give them to God and keep it moving. You can't allow the enemy to get into your spirit to knock you off your square. You got to keep moving forward because that's what God wants us to do. He don't want us looking back. Yesterday is yesterday. You cannot change it. You cannot improve it. You can only move forward. We got to move forward with God because God is gracious and he loves us. As our word for this morning tells us, the Lord God, he is in charge of everything. God is our God. Oh, Lord, be gracious to us. We are waiting on the Lord. Be gracious, God. All understand, David went through some stuff. He didn't go after Saul. He could have killed Saul more than once, but he didn't. He didn't, but Saul kept coming after David. But David didn't ask to be anointed king. Saul was the one that went against Samuel. Saul was the one that did an unholy sacrifice. Saul was the one that God had to say to tell through a Samuel that the sacrifice, we got to be obedient to God. We got to listen and understand that everybody that you're good to may not be good to you, but always know that there is one better than any brother, sister, mother, father, cousin, boo-boo and them down the street. And that's God. And I say to Jesus Christ, who is lighting you up with the Holy Spirit. Let your light shine today. Proverbs 25:25-26, as cold water to a weary soul, so is good news from a far country. A righteous man who falls before the wicked, it's like a murky spring and a polluted well. Wow. And when we go to Dr. Stanley's life lesson for Psalm, the 109th Psalm, verse 4, it says, in return for my love, they are my accusers, but I give myself to prayer. When someone betrays us or turns against us, God instructs us not to seek revenge. Did y'all catch that? I'm going to get her. I'm going to get him. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. The word of God tells us, vengeance is the Lord. Let's go back to see what Dr. Stanley has to say. When someone betrays us or turns against us, God instructs us not to seek revenge, but to seek his face in prayer. He knows how to best deal with the situation, and we need to hear from him. Woo, bam. We need to hear from him, not from Sister Susie. Not from Aunt Glenda. We got to hear from God. Don't get caught up in foolishness. Don't get caught up in revenge and trying to get somebody because they did this or that to you. Because the enemy will mess with your mind every time, making you think left is right and right is left. We got to close our eyes and say, Lord, you lead me. You guide me. You take me. You are my God, and I'm waiting on you, Jesus. I'm waiting on you. I give myself away, Lord, for you to use me. Let God use you today. 2 Corinthians 12:1-21, it says, it is doubtless not profitable for me to boast. Come on, Paul, you better speak it. I will come to visions and revelations of the Lord. I know a man in Christ who 14 years ago, whether in the body, I do not know, or whether out of the body, I do not know. God knows. Such a one was caught up to the third heaven. And I know such a man, whether in the body or out of the body, I do not know. God knows how he was caught up into paradise and heard expressible words, which it is not lawful for a man to utter. Of such a one I will boast, yet of myself I will not boast, except in my infirmity. For though I might desire to boast, I will not be a fool, for I will speak the truth. But I refrain lest anyone should think of me above what he sees me to be or hears from me. God is not all that pleasantly loving or boastful. I did this. I will find themselves in hell, 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 hell. God is looking. If somebody is always boasting about themselves and what they did, and I did this and I did that, take a good look, because that's somebody that's going to take you right with them to hell. We need to understand, we don't need to boast. What it say, what you do in secret, God will reveal. You don't have to boast. You don't have to tell, well, I did this and I did that, and I was the first this and I was the first that. We all have done great things in our life. But you don't have to talk about it. It is what it is. God loves us, and he wants the best for us. And God will elevate you. You don't have to try to elevate yourself. You don't have to try, well, I am an influencer. Influencers rise and influencers fall. I don't want to be an influencer. I just want to be a woman that loves God and loves teaching and reading his word. That's it. But I want God to get the glory in everything I do. I'm not perfect, but I love God. And I know with my heart that he loves me. I get emotional because when I think about the goodness of God, I know where I came from. And I know what God brought me through. And I know where God is taking me. And I ask God, you lead and I follow. You lead and I follow. So good. And we got to remember that we need to give him the glory, not man, not women, but God. Oh, Lord, be gracious to us. We have waited for you. We waited and we continue waiting for Jesus to come again. And I know he's coming. I want to be ready. I want my heart, my soul, my mind, and my spirit to be ready to receive. I want to be on time so that I'm not one of the brides that didn't bring enough oil. I want to have more than enough to wait on the Lord. Hallelujah. And as we continue in our word this morning, and lest I should be exalted above measure by the abundance of the revelations of thorn in the flesh is given to me. And Paul never told us what that thorn was. A messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I be exalted above measure. Concerning this thing, I pleaded with the Lord 3 times that it might depart from me. And he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Hallelujah. Therefore, most gladly, I would gather both in my infirmity that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in needs, in persecutions, in distresses, for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong. Hallelujah. I have become a fool in boasting. You have compelled me, for I ought to have been commended by you. But in nothing was I behind the most apostles, though I am nothing. truly the signs of the apostle were accomplished among you with all perseverance in signs and wonders and mighty deeds. But what is it in which you are inferior to other churches, except that I may not burdensome to be burdensome to you? I myself was not burdensome to you, but give me this wrong. Paul repented all the time. If you read his books and his letters, when you read the letters of Paul, he repented. He don't want anybody putting him on pedestals. He gives accolades to those apostles that are working with him, to Timothy, to Sabinius. He gives accolades. But he had no problem giving constructive criticism to the Corinthian church. He spoke eloquently. But he also let you know, I'm not perfect, I'm weak. I have a thorn too, just like y'all. And as we continue in this word, it says this, and I want to go back up to verse number 13. And for those that are just joining us, we are in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 13. You were inferior to other churches, except that I myself was not burdensome to you. Forgive me this wrong. Now, for the third time, I am ready to come to you, and I will not be burdensome to you. For I do not speak yours, but you. For the children ought not to lay up for the parents, but the parents for the children. And I will very gladly spend and to be spent for your soul. Verse 15, one more time. And I will very gladly spend and be spent for your souls. Though the more abundantly I love you, the less I am loved. But be that as it may, I did not burden you. Nevertheless, being crafty, I caught you by cunning. Did I take advantage of you by any of those whom I sent to you? I urged Titus and sent our brother with him. Did Titus take advantage of you? Did we not walk in the same spirit? Did we not walk in the same steps? Again, do you think that we excuse ourselves to you? We speak before God in Christ. But we do all things, beloved, for your edification. For I fear lest when I come, I shall not find you such as I wish, and that I shall be found by you such as you do not wish, lest there be contention, jealousy, a wrath, selfish ambitions, backbiting, whisperings, conceits, tumults, lest when I come again, my God will humble me among you, and I shall mourn for many who have sinned before and have not repented of the uncleanness, fornication, and lewdness which they have practiced. Paul didn't play. He told folks about themselves, whether they wanted to hear it or not. He spoke the truth as God gave it to them. And as we go to answers to life questions in our Bible this morning, and it says this, and I, again, thank God for Stanley, humble man of God. And it says this, what value could there possibly be in weakness? None of us can escape the pressure of life to be disappointed. We know the painfulness of embarrassment, the sting of rejection, and the sorrow of failure. There always comes a time when the lids come boiling off the pots and pans and crash to the floor. What pots are boiling out of control in your life? Is there a financial need? Maybe you face a relationship crisis and are urgently praying for God's wisdom. Regardless of your situation, you can trust this principle. Whatever brings you to your knees in weakness carries the greatest potential for your personal success and spiritual victory. Even though Paul could have listed many personal accomplishments, he chose to tell his audience what he saw as experiencing a victorious life. accepting his weakness so that the strength of Christ might live fully in him. I would rather boast in my infirmities that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Oh, praise God. We do not know the trial that Paul faced. He called it a thorn in the flesh. In the Greek, the word thorn means a stake used for torturing or impaling someone. No gentle affliction. He writes that it's buffeted him, and buffeted indicating that the trial was either ongoing or reoccurring. When Paul felt he could no longer withstand the blows, God reassured him that his grace was sufficient for anything he faced. And that's what we have to understand, all of us. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. We got to have that proverb in our heart every day. Trusting in God. Believing that he will come through. And I can tell you from my own experience, I've had those miracles. I've seen what God can do. And it's overwhelming. God is good. Strength that withstands the stresses and blows of this life come from only one source, the eternal indwelling presence of God. What the world views as strong is really nothing more than weakness under wraps. Come on now. When we accept our weaknesses and the fact that we cannot handle life on our own, God goes to work. He sends encouragement and a sense of creativity, helping us to try new avenues that lead. Are you weary from trying? Has exhaustion left its mark? Are you afraid others will see your weaknesses and laugh? Could a thorn in your life expose your deepest fear? Let it go. Release your fears to Jesus, who loves you. Let him strengthen you. Nothing compares to the freedom that waits for you within his loving arms. Nothing will ever bring more completion to your heart and soul than knowing the unconditional love of God. It is yours today if you choose it. God gives us free will because he's gracious. And as we wait on him, he said, I will be with you always. So we don't have to wait. He's already here. God says, I will never leave you or forsake you. And we got to stand on his word. That he is with us through our good, through our bad, through our ugly, through our ups, through our downs, through sickness, through health. God is with us through our mess, through our cleanliness, through our dirty stuff. Whatever we do, God is there. Are you trusting in him today? I trust in God because I know where I've been, and I know what he's brought me through, and I know that he has more for me than I could ever imagine. I'm trusting God. You got to work just as hard for him in life as you do when you're in abundance. Keep trusting God. 2 Corinthians 12 and 14, I will not be burdensome to you, for I do not seek yours but you. Paul lived the way he did as a reflection of how God worked in his own life. Paul didn't want the material resources of his friends. He wanted them. Just so God doesn't want our stuff, he wants us. Understand that paying a tithe is not what's going to get you into heaven. A loving heart to help somebody else. Your tithes are not going to do this, that, or the other. Your tithes are going to take care of God's house. Your tithes are going so that there's light, so there's water. Come on now. Your tithes are so that the mortgage gets paid and you don't lose your church. Your tithes are so that your pastors have a stipend. Because I would guarantee you most pastors do not depend on the church to take care of their needs. Pastors I know had other jobs, had a retirement, or they work for a living, and the church is what they do for God. They work for God, and many work for free for God because the church can't afford to pay them. You better understand, you give to God what you can, but give to God your best seed. There are times where you may not have, but God will always come through and provide. I guarantee you. I've seen him work. And I know there are those out there that says, Pastor Bridges, you're wrong. You don't have to pay tithes. That's Old Testament stuff. You give from your heart. And I say you do both. Because a lot of times when you give it from your heart, you're giving more than a tenth. We give God our time and talent and a tenth. That's what I say. I can't say what other pastors say. I can't say what other teachers and preachers say. I can only say what I believe and what I've seen and how I've seen God work. And in 2 Corinthians 12:21, I shall mourn for many who have sinned before and have not repented. We gotta repent. If God's word condemns some practice, it's wrong, regardless of how we may feel about it. It is a serious thing to sin against the Lord. Know it and not repent of it. Unrepentant sin always brings the discipline of God. And that is word for this morning. And before we get out of here, as always, a word from our sister in Christ, Sister Carolyn. And I ask you all to please keep her in your prayers as she and myself are traveling this week. She by plane and me by car. And I just ask you to please keep us in your prayers as we travel the highways and byways. And it says this morning, right on point. Good morning. God never said that everything would be fair or easy. But he did promise that it would all work out for your good. Stand in faith and all up in the word this morning. Have a word of God Wednesday. And I got to read it one more time. Careless Gift, if you are on Facebook, please look her up because she is a blessing. Good morning. I'll say it again. God never said that everything would be fair. Are easy, but he did promise that it would all work out for your good. Stand in faith. Have a word of God Wednesday. What did Paul tell us? What did God say? My grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Woo! Praise God this morning for this mighty word. For God is gracious, and we wait on him. And before we go, our word for today. Just us. The faith, come on, Sister Carolyn, all up in it. The faith which you have as your own conviction before God. We talked about repentance today. Happy is he who does not condemn himself in what he approves. Romans 14:22. NASB. But we're going to go over to King James. You know, when you start getting into those folks, those words were like, okay, now I can do New King James, I can do NIV, I can even do NLT. But when you start talking NASB and, you know, NC this and, you know, I got to look at a King James to get the understanding as it was written, as we say. And when we go to King James, that scripture says, hast thou faith? Have it thyself before God. Happy is he that condemneth not himself in the things which he alloweth. And he doweth is damned if he eat, because he eat not of faith. For whatsoever is not of faith is sin. And we need to go back up to verse 21. It says, it is good neither to eat flesh, nor to drink wine, nor anything whereby thy brother stumbleth, or is offended, or is made weak. Hast thou faith? Have it to thyself before God. Happy is he that condemneth not himself in that thing which he alloweth. So if I eat pork, but you don't eat pork. I need to be conscious of that. I got to be conscious of what you do, what I do. You know, because that's what I don't do. I can't be condemning you. Because as it says, he that dies is damned if he eats, because he eateth not of faith. For whatever is not of faith is a sin. And this is what it says, Lord God, you are the thither that keeps me grounded in the law of love. As I walk, my heart stay rooted in the relationship with you. The way, the truth, and the life, may I live with the conviction of my faith as I keep my hands readily serving in the world. May my ears stay tuned to your voice, my eyes with the ability to see your love in the most unlikely places, and my heart to the compassion that calls out your name. I remain rooted in you, the originator of my faith. I am like a tree planted by streams of living water. As I drink deeply of you, I grow and bear the fruit of your kingdom. I will stay steady in the confidence you give me as a child of God. I won't be swayed by the world's ways as long as I have you in my sight. Whew, hallelujah. And the question for today as we wrap up is, what fuels your faith? What fuels your faith? And as Sister Carolyn so beautifully put it this morning, one more time, God never said that everything would be fair or easy. Paul had his thorn in his side, and we all have ours. But he did promise that it would all work out for your good. Stay in faith. Stay in faith. And have a Word of God Wednesday. And the question is, what you, your faith, this morning. Have a blessed day, family. And remember, as our word for today tells us, O Lord, be gracious to us. We have waited for you. Whew, hallelujah. Be there on everyone. Our salvation also. And may the Lord watch between me and thee while we're absent, one from each other. In Jesus' name, I pray over you and your family. Have a blessed and glorious day, knowing that all things working for your good as you're trusting in the Lord God. In faith. That's all we have. Have a gracious and blessed day, family. Join me tomorrow morning, 7 a.m. Central Standard Time. God willing, be blessed. It's a wrap. That's why I got to go to work.